It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn! Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight, as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
Ravens radio excited last night. It was the right call, in my opinion, Perloff, for the Bengals to go for two there. They were not stopping the Ravens at all, but you don't want to extend the game. The Tampa Bay Bucs made this same mistake last Monday night where they kick a point after to go to overtime with the Chiefs. Obviously, I know that this is a little bit closer of a matchup, but I like the going for two, and it's not the Bengals' fault that there were three different penalties that happened against them on that two-point conversion, and for some reason the referees were not able to call any of them.
Well, my counter is they looked very out of sorts in 2 fourth and 3 plays. Like, they not only did they not convert, they missed the receiver by a good 10 yards on both of those plays, and there were a lot of plays down around the goal line where they looked messy. I had a very bad vibe. Because I was rooting for the Bengals. I'm going to be open. I was rooting for the Bengals last night. I love the Ravens, too. But they're my Super Bowl pick, and they kind of needed this win, Meg. They needed this win. This was, everything was on the line, and I just knew they were not going to convert that two-point play.
Yeah, and it wasn't really close, but again, was it because of those
penalties? Yeah, they could have got a flag.
Yeah, the penalties that were definitely being committed on that play, but the referees didn't call it. I think there's only two different ways you can look at this game. You walk away from last night, I think you say one of two different things. One, you look and say, wow, the Bengals, they might not make the playoffs this year. And that would probably go down as a major, gigantic disappointment because Joe Burrow's healthy. And you don't always get a healthy Joe Burrow. So it feels a little bit like a waste of a year if they don't make the playoffs. Or I think you walk away and say Lamar Jackson's winning a third MVP.
Well, I'll just count on the Joe Burrow thing. Like, you know how the Cowboys said they were going to be all in? Or the Rams actually went all in? Like, the Bengals, dude, there was no all-in energy this year. Like, they let T. Higgins float out there all offseason. They let Jamar Chase float out there all offseason. They let Trey Hendrickson float out there. They're very much at an uncertain point as a franchise. And clearly, I'm not a big believer that those offseason negotiations always affect the season. This year, it did. Like, they could have... Did they really feel, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but did they really feel like they prepared for the season the right way? Like they, and then a trade deadline, of course, they didn't do anything, of course.
Yep.
They're kind of being cheap. So I'm not sure you look at this as a gigantic, like, failure. It felt like they're kind of behind the eight ball all season long. There's a million excuses. I know nobody wants to hear that, but let's face it. I mean, they had the Chiefs beat, and there was just a call that probably could have gone either way, defensive path. 4th and 16, Maggie. They had the Ravens beat the first time. Last night, they didn't have them beat as much, but they should have pulled away with this game. I mean, well, they've been on the doorstep there.
Didn't they have them last night? It was 21-7, and they had all the momentum. We're talking about in the third quarter. Now, again, you know, you're in Baltimore, so you're never fully out of it when you're on the road like that. It's a division game. But that Chase Brown fumble just unleashed something from the Ravens. They saw that one opportunity, they scored on it, and they never looked back, and this became a shootout. And to be honest, if it wasn't for that one explosive play right after the Ravens score, and then it's like first play of the drive, Joe Burrow to Jamar Chase, just explosive touchdown on one play, it could have been way worse, and the Ravens could have wrestled all the momentum back and taken the Bengals out of the game.
Well, okay.
But that one play really kept the Bengals in this.
Definitely, but it's a little bit by design because the Bengals kept chipping. They're like, we're going to get as many first downs as we can to keep Lamar Jackson away from the field. So the problem is, and we see this is like the new NFL. You're looking at a too high safety look, so you're going to be like, I'm gonna have to go. There's going to be no explosive plays. I'm going to have a lot of first downs. The problem with that is you really risk fumbles. You saw last week, KC let Tampa Bay back in the game because Kelsey fumbled. So I think there was a lot of, like, Ravens were punching at a lot of footballs because the Bengals were trying to play keep away. It's very, very hard.
We have a poll question out there for you. Simple question, not a simple answer. Are the Bengals a great team? They have a great quarterback. They have a great wide receiver. They have a great pass rusher. Are they a great team? Right now, it's close. 57 of you say yes. 43% say no.
57% think the 4-6 Bengals are a great team. This actually, poll result shocks me.
I don't think they're that good.
Nobody thinks they're that good. They're 4-6. How is this a thing? Great team. I was not in on the wording of that question. Are they a good team is the question, right?
Well, but again, there are a lot of good teams, right? Shouldn't the bar be super high for the Bengals?
No, I don't think so.
One of the top three quarterbacks in the league.
You assume T. Higgins is never really going to show up again. How hard is it? I mean, you're really lining up a B offense. It was, how many times? They had three tight ends on the field. What is that?
I don't know that we came within an eyelash of winning the game.
Call it 13 personnel.
I was going to say, we've seen it.
They got three tight ends and a Princeton wide receiver. Like
I thought you'd be all about that, Yoshivash.
Yeah, I just think that, like, unless the plan was not to have Chase Brown carry the ball 20 times a game. I like him. He's explosive. But still, like, this can't be exactly what we thought the Bengals were going to be. And you saw the absence of Orlando Brown last night, because the Ravens had him touch the quarterback all season long. And all of a sudden, Madubuike is in the backfield the entire game. So, no, I don't think that you can say this is a great team.
Here is Bengals head coach Zach Taylor. He says the season has been frustrating, but it's not over.
It's frustrating because of the work we put in. I mean, we sit up here every week and pour heart and souls into this thing. You know, and we've got a good football team, and our record doesn't yet show that. There's still time. I mean, this team's going to hang in there. We're going to be there at the end, you know. And so, again, this is a tough one because you're right there and you feel like you kind of let one slip away. But at the same time, still believe in these guys. They believe in each other. And there's a lot of football left to play.
Define be there at the end, because I don't think they're going to be there at the end. And I don't know how anyone could look at the rest of the Bengals schedule and be like, oh, they're going to win out. They've done things to beat themselves this season. It hasn't just been, you know, so the close losses are actually against really good teams, against the Chiefs, against the Ravens twice. The Ravens and Chiefs might be playing in the AFC Championship again. It's just, how'd you let yourself to get blown out by your Eagles?
That's the only outlier. To me, that's the one that didn't make any sense.
Lost to the Commanders.
That makes sense. I mean, the Commanders are awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the Commanders are good, and they are exciting. But the third game of the season, we didn't know what the Commanders were then. They were a six and a half point underdog in that game or something, as I recall.
Commanders are, like, by every metric, like, one of the best advanced stats team in the leagues right now. So that one, there's no shame in. The Bengals' defense stinks. What do you not understand about this?
Well, I mean,
they're terrible.
Then there can't be a good team if their defense is terrible and stinks.
That's why they're 4-6.
Good team or great team, then they should lose this poll no matter how it's worded.
I mean, honestly, I could coach against the Bengals. Just put three guys on Jamar Chase and then just double team Trey Hendrickson, then chip him after he gets through the double team. Like, they're just way too top heavy a roster.
I'm so glad you are playing that drop, Manny. I'm always open. That's Jamar Chase, and he was asked if he was open on the 2-point conversion, and he said, I'm always open.
I'm always open.
Do these losses and close losses start to snowball? Now, you got Burrow, all-time leader, great locker room, all that stuff. He's the dude, right? But we had heard before the season from reliable sources that the vibes were off. Now you're sitting there 4-6. And I think painful losses sometimes can be harder to overcome than the blowout losses, you know? You lose by a couple touchdowns. All right, you got to tip your cap to the other person and say bye and say good job. But you lose these two really tough games to the Ravens, one in overtime at your place and now on the road when you had this big lead. I think that creates more angst and animosity amongst a team, and I'm curious how they rebound from that.
Well, I mean, the history of them is they've been terrible in September, awesome in November, December, and I think you saw the best effort of the season from them last night. They were shorthanded, and they somehow stopped the Ravens, probably top five offense of all time last night. Didn't do anything in the first half. I think Cincinnati, that's like Zach Taylor, judge him for the last 8 weeks of the season, and last night, you did see it. Obviously, they looked like a very good team last night. In September, they're terrible. I don't have an explanation. I mean, you think maybe they should move on from Zach Taylor because of this, but guess what? Next year, they're going to start out 0-2 and be just as dangerous.
Yeah, but this year, they have a last-place schedule because of Burrow getting hurt.
Their schedule's been crazy.
No, but they've got easy games. Panthers, Raiders, Patriots, but they lost. They've gotten to play some real cupcakes because they came in last place last year. And last year, I understand it. You had Jake Browning.
You
got to play the Giants. You got to play, well, obviously they're going to play the Browns because they're in the division. But you got some easy stuff here.
I think that they might have, I think they've had the hardest schedule in the league so far.
That cannot be. Yes, they played the Chiefs and the Ravens twice, but you played the Patriots, you played Panthers, you played Giants, you played Browns, Eagles, Commanders.
Okay, there's sorry. No
I'm that. Joe.
I'm looking at Warren Sharp's. Warren Sharp has them as like one of the harder ones so far.
But again, it's a fourth place schedule. It's never going to get as easy as it does in theory than it will now.
Yeah, total, like their total schedule coming in was super easy, but you didn't know Washington was going to be a lead. And honestly, I didn't really know Philly was going to be a
7-2. Is Philly a lead? I don't know.
Yeah, but their record is a lead. I mean, that is as surprising to me and Nick Sirianni as it is to anybody. but listen, they've lost to, the teams they've lost to have barely lost any game. So there's been tough. I think that's why they look good the second. I'm like, this gets way easier.
855-212-4227. Your bigger takeaway from this game, was it about the Cincinnati side of things? The fact that it's going to be pretty hard / impossible for them to make the playoffs? Or is it about Lamar Jackson and is he wrapping up a third MVP? Can I tell you what? This fresh squeezed orange juice tastes delicious.
Exactly.
EJ is king for a day because he won a baseball bet that we made before the playoffs. Perloff's punishment, because EJ is king for a day, was buying everybody fresh squeezed orange juice. You know, I generally don't drink a lot of OJ, but wow, this is delicious. Thank you, Pearl. And EJ?
When are we doing Maggie?
Well, let's get
I'm
to
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry, what?
That came out wrong.
Let's get to that. Because, you know, as the king, you know, there were times, you know, even though Giancarlo Stanton was cracking home runs and, you know, Shohei Ohtani was known as deep run cracking home runs. But when I lost Tatis, there was a point when I was like, do I still believe? Maggie, those words sound familiar. Do you believe?
Is this a Dion thing?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Is that 1969 Mets?
In fact, the problem was I didn't stop believing.
Oh, it kind of reminds me.
It kind of reminds me that Maggie has said on this show that for some reason the song Don't Stop Believing, she does not like, even though America likes it.
Yep.
So Maggie, in this next segment, we will hear a rendition from you.
No.
Don't Stop Believing.
Do you believe in that?
No, wait. EJ, you tyrant. This is not you being a benevolent overlord. I hate this song. You know, I don't just not like it. I hate Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
No, it'd be even worse punishment to have me sing it to her.
No.
Just a small town girl.
And I'm glad that one of my peasants, Andrew Perloff, is giving me a great idea. So now I'm giving it to you, Maggie. You either have the choice to sing it yourself or have
torture.
Mr. Andrew Perloff sing it to you.
Cruel and unusual torture.
Duet.
Oh, bingo. Here we go. Stay tuned, everybody. A duet of Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Is that a good tease?
Can we do I Got You, Babe, after that? Let's just go Leather and Lace. That is a Maggie and Perloff, the album.
I want to do Islands in the Stream.
Come on, Maggie, jump in here.
EJ, what are you taking notes over there? Bogus just jumped in here like the Kool-Aid man again. Just broke through the wall. There's a door you can use.
Finally.
Put on the sweater.
I'm not doing an update. I'm so happy for this. Because this is normally a punitive issue. I mean, in the history of this network, I've eaten sardines in bits like this. Somebody had to sniff chairs one time. EJ's been very nice to all of us. But now we're getting something that's a little embarrassing. Let's go.
Listen, last time I was king for a day, Maggie didn't have to do anything on the show. It was a homework assignment. So for me, I was like, you know what? This one, she's going to have to wear it a little bit on the show. Mm-hmm. She's got to do something on the show. It couldn't just be go watch a movie, come back and give a book report.
About that.
A good movie, by the way. Like,
I've never been more confused in my life watching that Marvel movie. How dare you?
She didn't understand anything from Captain America Civil War, even though it's awesome. But that was a homework assignment. You didn't have to do anything here. So here, I want the folks to really feel what you're going to be doing on the show today.
Bravo, King. Long live the King.
Yeah, seriously. No term limits for you.
Yeah.
Democracy, who needs it? Okay, so we will get to that next. Are you ready to sing?
A singer in a smoky room.
This is going to be awesome.
What's it smell like?
It smells like...
Whoop!
Perfume.
I'd rather sniff a chair.
It smells like wine and cheap perfume.
All right, everybody. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork.
I wouldn't give out those stations.
Meg Gray on X. All right, that happens next. All right, let's talk about something actually fun. Not me being tortured. Let's talk about Prize Picks, the best place to get real money sports action when you watch football or the NBA. Perloff, your favorite player is on the court tonight, and you have a chance to pick more or less on his projection. And of course, I'm talking about Alperen Şengün, your favorite Houston Rocket, more than 3.5 assists.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to go under. I go under Şengün, and it's risky. I won last night in Lamar Jackson over passing yards. I won the night before Kenneth Womack. Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
No, you don't. He's a wide receiver on some MAC team. I still can't figure it out. I don't know what these... What is WMC? Anyway, he won. I am so excited. Tonight we got college football. This is the best part about it, is all the different sports you can do on Prize Picks.
Yep.
And the other thing, too, they invented FlexPay, so you can cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. It's easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP and get a $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play just $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
I think it's gone to his head. EJ is king for a day. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, our executive producer, EJ Stewart. Want to bet? He's king for a day. And everything's been going great. All these little tasks and things that people have had to do for EJ.
Lovely.
And then all of a sudden it came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And EJ was keeping major receipts. You remember that my least favorite song of all time is Journey's Don't Stop Believing. I loathe this song. And now he's forcing me to sing this song. And because Perloff is a great radio partner and friend, he's decided to sing it with me.
No, I like everybody else, loves Don't Stop Believing. I think I want to give a gift to America of my voice.
All right. Is that a gift?
No.
All right. Well, let's do this so that we give people a nice little send off into the weekend. We still have a lot of show left, but
I'll give you the first verse, I'll take the second verse. And then Manny, EJ, feel free to jump in on the chorus. Why not?
We all have lyrics together, so we'll chime in.
All right. Oh, man. I don't want to do this.
All right, let's hit it.
Just a small town girl living in the lonely world. Hmm. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. It took the midnight train going anywhere. Go Bogus.
A singer.
Go Bogus, go.
A smell of wine and cheap perfume, everyone. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers
waiting. Up and down the boulevard,
the shadows
searching.
He just never even heard the song.
Streetlights, people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Streetlights, this
working
is
working hard to get my fill.
What is a live season desist order sound like?
Where are we?
I think we jumped it.
Some will win.
Definitely jumped it.
Some will lose. Some were born to sing the blues.
Wait, didn't this
we're
is Maggie's punishment?
We never ends.
Okay,
it goes on and on and on and on.
No,
no.
We'll all get together for
five,
one last
six,
chorus.
7, 8.
Hold on, I'll tell you when.
She hates the song, but she knows when the chorus starts.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a bar before. We got to wait for it to build.
Whoa, we really jumped it. Yeah. That was my bad.
Thanks, Pearl.
It's all right. I think we're all deaf in one ear.
Okay. I think it's coming up
it's
here.
It's coming. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
Oh.
Oh, I jumped it again. It's not going to happen. Hate this song. Can't sing it.
Now I hate it.
Wasn't right. I was giving crap for Sweet Caroline.
I know.
You guys have by dropped way, this song
as
now
a palate cleanser.
Times.
Can we hear some EJ doing Sweet Caroline at some point?
Our own Andrew Kaplan's in the chat said, some were born not to sing. Diesel said, my dog just ran out of the room. We were a verse ahead. According to everyone in the chat, and also Delta saying, make it stop. Yes, there's no amount of Delta 9 that's going to make that better, Delta.
Isn't there technology now, AI and stuff, that can make anybody's voice sound good?
Yeah, it's called auto-tune.
Can we get some of that in real time on the radio? Don't they do that with Howard Stern? They have some special thing that make his voice sound better?
I think it's called Britney Spears, this whole...
Okay, because I just want to put out there the Maggie and Perloff Show album. I think that would be awesome. And we would need a lot of AI. Like, NVIDIA would have to power this thing. Like, this would be, like, the greatest technological achievement to make us sound good. I mean, I keep hearing about AI. Let's do something positive for the society for once.
Get on it, Cap.
There you go. Kaplan, you have your marching orders. Drunkle Sam said, Journey just disbanded.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, that might be one of the worst renditions ever, and this is generally the last song played at a bar every night.
Yeah.
The good news is it sounded like Perloff finally went through puberty.
So
that's a plus.
Journey disbanded 26 years ago, by the way. I actually saw them, the remnants of Journey, at a Super Bowl. It was a Super Bowl tailgate in 2006 or something. And they're like, Journey's performing. I'm like, oh, yeah, Journey. Journey ain't what you think it is.
Like, it's a hurricane.
That's a
wind.
Shell of a band. But
the crumbs of Journey. We're in a parking
lot. I'm actually a really big Steve Perry solo. Remember Oh Sherry?
Yep.
Oh, want to sing that?
No. And neither does America and Canada.
Why do you hate iconic songs, Maggie? That's the important question here.
Overplayed? I just hate this one. And I don't like Sweet Caroline either. But that was basically because EJ murdered it.
America's number one.
But I'm not one to talk.
Oh. America's number one import, Country Road.
I like that song.
There you go. How can you not like Sweet Caroline if you like Country Road?
I don't know. It's the Red Sox song.
No, I thought so.
Rubs me the wrong way.
You know, who has Don't Stop Believing? Does anybody have that as a theme? The Mets pick up a new
the
theme
Sopranos.
Every year.
Well, wasn't that the theme of the Giants dynasty? Like, that was their, like, celebration
song.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
And I talk about the San Francisco Giants.
What was that song my Philadelphia Phillies sang a couple years ago?
You guys sang a cover of an original song by a woman named Robin called Dancing on My Own.
Yeah. You need a good song for a good team. Like the Maggie and Perloff team.
Just a city boy.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
There's part of Perloff that wants to do this again.
Yeah, now that I know the lyrics a little better and where they come in, I can land this one.
No, never again. Not happening. All right. I feel worse about myself. Bogus.
I feel great.
I don't know how our audience feels.
My OJ is great.
I assume our audience.
I want to drown myself in this OJ right now. I'm not happy.
There's enough for you to drown in it, trust me.
Yeah, now you want my vodka.
Macarena has a boyfriend who they call by the name of Vittorino.
I never didn't want the vodka.
Right.
Keep going.
Go.
Yeah. So we're still all better than Peter Schwartz doing Macarena. That was the all-time creepiest song.
As the Silence of the Lambs guy.
We're now just as bad.
Bonnie Macarena.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Did we tell him to do it as Bane?
I think that's his voice.
Oh. Sometimes I can't remember these silly things.
That was his Chris Berman.
Put Bonnie Macarena.
Yeah, it used to be Bane. That's very clearly Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Your headlines are sponsored by LinkedIn. Let LinkedIn's deep candidate insights help you find your next Pro Bowl hire today. To post your job for free, go to linkedin.com/recruitment. Terms and conditions apply. What if you need a new job after singing like that on the radio?
I think it's like 3, 2, 1. Hey, Ryan's here. Hey, Ryan. Haven't talked to you all week. What brings you in to this studio?
Back on Monday night, the Bucks didn't go for two and eventually lost in Kansas City. Last night, the Bengals went for the late go-ahead two-point conversion, failed, and lost in Baltimore 35-34. No regrets, though, on the choice for Zach Taylor.
I'm here to win. I'm here to win.
But didn't win. But maybe it shouldn't have come down to that. The Bengals led 21-7 in the third quarter last night. Joe Burrow was dealing. His defense was keeping Lamar Jackson in check. But then running back Chase Brown fumbled, kickstarting that Raven offense. They scored 4 touchdowns on their next 4 possessions, dropping Zach Taylor to 4-6.
It's a good football team. But we expected to come in here and win, and we did everything we could to do that. Doesn't change the fact that I'm proud. I think everybody on that field fought, gave us a chance. Austin came on the road to a good team, and it's sickening that this has happened twice to us. That's what it is.
It feels like more than twice.
It didn't happen to you. Right. Like, you had the ball in your hand to do that two-point conversion. It kind of feels like they're not taking a lot of accountability for it.
You also could have played defense some point over the last, 20 minutes of game time.
That's hard, though. It's really hard.
Hard to play defense against Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Tough assignment. I guess to be fair to them, they should have gotten a penalty call in the last two-point conversion.
I mean, to be fair, they should stop fumbling and just play a solid 60-minute game.
You know, you've asked me a lot of flag football questions. That touchdown where, 3 different Bengals didn't get the guy out of bounds on the sideline, that's a really popular flag football defense.
Yeah.
Where this one kid just keeps running, everybody whiffs. So it really should happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think that's also a Zach Taylor acknowledgement.
It looked like a movie with those 3 guys who were trying to push him out of bounds and just missed.
Or, there's, a force field that, prevented him from actually tipping out of bounds.
By the way, can you imagine calling that in real time? So his toe was in bounds and his heel was hovering above the white line.
No, but I love when the officials don't call that. You have replay review. You know it's going to get looked at every blade of grass. Don't let that play go.
What about
I'm glad they did that.
What about the pick where his knee hit out of bounds a millisecond before his other toe? That was impossible.
I hate.
I thought of you right away.
I hate that.
And they rightfully took away the interception, but that was insane how close that was. Even replay in slow-mo, you can't tell if he's in bounds or out of bounds.
Thank you. And this is where replay has gone way too far.
But why not get it right? You just say, God.
You don't even know if they did.
They did, though.
I don't know. I think replay should only be for egregious things.
Wait a second. You were the one so Sam Darnold gets face masks in the final play, the final impactful play of a Vikings game.
Yeah.
You want replay on that?
I thought that was obvious.
But you don't, so you want it for that, but you don't want it when you can actually slow down the film and see if he's in bounds or out of bounds.
I think if it takes more than 3 replays to see whether or not it was in or out, that's it.
So should they have replayed the 2-point conversion at the end of the game then? Because if you insert replay on face mask and they redo that play.
I think so, yeah. I think the Bengals were hosed on that.
It's hard. There's a lot of penalties out there. If you start at inserting penalties on replay, like say holds, you're in trouble.
I'm just saying face mask.
The Ravens are 7-3 now after this win. They've got one more victory, but also one more loss than the Steelers. So Pittsburgh still leads the North this morning. Baltimore's also waiting for more info on Kyle Hamilton's right ankle injury. There was also college football last night. Florida Atlantic losing at ECU 49-14. Those Owls have now lost 9 straight AAC games, tying Mississippi State for the longest active conference losing streak. Women's college basketball, number 2, UConn debuting with an 86-32 rout of Boston University last night. Paige Beckers, in just 24 minutes, had 13 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and 5 steals. In the NBA, the Spurs down the Blazers, 118-105. Victor Wembanyama, 12 points, 8 boards, 4 steals, 3 blocks. Anthony Edwards had 33 points. And the T-Wolves come from behind, 135-119 win in Chicago. And the Bucks beat the Jazz, 123-100, snapping their 6-game skid. We had overtime hockey last night in Boston.
Flames have it. Back of it, Little closes, steals, Marchand shoots, close to save, they score!
Judd Surratt on Bruins TV, Boston beating Calgary 4-3 on that Brad Marchand goal. And finally, a story that I did not get to yesterday, shame on me, our beloved or despised Ray Gunn has retired from competitive breakdancing. Rachel Gunn broke the internet with her 0.0 routine at the Olympics this summer. The backlash was strong. It did lead her to being a very popular Halloween costume this year, but people have successfully now driven her out of the sport that made her infamous.
In some ways, it's kind of sad. Clearly, we all went over the top a little too much. Mm. She was an easy target, and none of us showed any mercy.
We're not saying, oh, I feel bad for Ray Gunn. I mean, she's a breakdancing instructor from Australia. We don't even know this person. She'll be fine. Like, is her life worse now because of this?
It feels like it. If she Googles herself, if she just never goes near a computer again, right, She'll be fine.
Like, whatever Australia is it a president or prime minister, had to ask people to leave her alone? My guess is that things took somewhat of a negative turn since Paris for her.
I don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, she's Ray Gunn. Like, 20 years from now, she's at a cocktail party. She's not the first person you want to talk to.
She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars Melbourne. You know that's coming.
Oh, I thought you were giving us an update.
No.
That was very specific.
Is there a special indignity when your score is a 0.0? Like, you could have had a 10th, but no.
I thought her moves were dope. I've seen videos of her actually be a decent breakdancer, so she's got that too. She teaches breakdancing for a living. That's her job.
But can you still send your kids to her if she got a 0.0 in the Olympics?
She knows how to do the moves. She was not as good as the other dancers, so she had to take a flyer. She had to take a risk.
Would you take singing lessons from William Hung?
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like I did. You heard the last rendition of Don't Stop Believing. William Hung is Liberace compared to me.
Just a city boy.
Pain. EJ is king for a day, and boy, did he wield his power to make us all sound
stupid. Yeah, we got to beat EJ in the next tournament of whatever the next king for a day contest is. We got to rally.
He's won 2 in a row of these.
Keep him away from these.
March Madness, and now MLB postseason home runs.
Man, Perloff is out $40 because of all the orange juice he had to order for us. We just made fools of ourselves. Nico had to say nice things about teams he hates. Mm. Bogus is literally wearing a Knicks coat right now.
Which got my mom to text me because she's watching, and she said, Knicks jacket, that's new, huh? I'm like, I lost a bet. She knows I would never wear this.
Yes.
This is like when they tell you what's the one thing you would send out on social media if you were being kidnapped.
Yeah.
And everybody, you needed to alert people that I'm not okay. I love the Knicks.
We are the New York Knicks.
Yeah, like, don't you, my wife, if I ever call her Kathy, she knows something's wrong.
But you guys have a...
Yeah, and if she was to call me Andy, I would know something is wrong, too.
Yeah.
Why would you need that?
Like, if she
doesn't get out of something.
Yeah, or like, you know, somebody's like holding a gun to her, like at the ATM, and she calls me, she's like, hey, Andy, what's my PIN?
Right.
I know something's going on.
Yeah. You're like, you're busy doing something else. You're like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Just like it always is. Duh.
By the way, I'm a little nervous. Your mom watches us?
Yeah, I think only from 9 to 10, though.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does she like us? She probably doesn't like me.
I feel like you're more mean in the morning to Bogus.
I'll tell you that like you've...
Early, yes. Yeah, 6 to 7 is brutal. Yeah.
You have a large lead on Mraz that you probably have given some back in this time, but...
I mean, that's not much competition, let's be fair.
I hate Manny.
You were asking before, because your wife is going on a fun vacation with her girlfriend.
Yeah.
Are you going to passive-aggressively write comments on her Instagram?
Oh, no, I'm going
gone?
To. The question is, how often should I?
Sick invite. Yeah. My favorite passive-aggressive comment. When you go to a nice place and someone just puts sick invite.
I'm a big must be nice kind of guy.
It's another good one.
Yeah.
Is this when you're going to be like, yeah, you know... Just letting you know, kids are doing great.
they miss you, Mom.
They miss you.
Don't look at me, please.
Just consoling Jake for the last 2 hours, saying, Mommy's coming home. Don't worry. Everything's fine.
Well, maybe. I mean,
right. You're coming back,
Fabio.
Right?
Depends on that scuba instructor.
What is it? Not Fernando. What was the SNL skit?
Oh, Domingo.
Domingo.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm done with pants.
Sorry, Mrs. Bogus. We love your son. By the way, your kids are old enough. You should go off to the bar. You're fine. She's off having fun.
Yeah,
it'll work itself out.
Can I just bring Jake?
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
Will they card him? Who even knows? Who cares?
Here, Jake, here's a bunch of ones. Go have fun.
Don't touch anything. You'll get us both kicked out of here. Sorry, was it not the club you were thinking of? For some reason,
knowing that Andrew's mom is watching makes us want to say troublesome things.
It's a weird reflex. It's a weird reflex. The moment any authority figure or anyone that we respect starts to watch or listen, we just get really, really gross.
Well, I was a cute cart girl at a golf course in high school. My mom remembers that.
Jake, mommy, I tried a shot this weekend.
Do you know what Fireball is?
Yeah. my wife does, yes.
It's like, are you packing airline bottles in Jake's lunch?
Honestly, if Jake's Little League results haven't driven him to drink, he'll be fine.
Instead of ice cream, everyone gets vodka.
Yeah, a flask.
Normally we take it ice cream, but after we were mercy ruled for the fourth straight time, we're going straight to the bar.
That was the message after our flag football postseason loss. Like, Jake, it's only going to get better from here. This is rock bottom, I promise.
It's only going to get better from here. It's 2-for-1 night. It's Skippy's.
Jake, let me sing you a song. Just a small town girl. Just a city boy.
Oh, man. I feel worse about us. So this is a great time to learn that Bogus's mom watches the show.
I know.
Hope to meet someday. All right, we got to make picks. All right? Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
We'll do that next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Maggie and Perloff's NFL Picks.
Welcome back. All right, EJ, what are the records thus far?
Okay, so Maggie, you went 3-2 last week, bring your overall record to 28-17. Perloff, you were red hot last week, going 4-1, bringing your record to 24-21.
We're both doing really well this year.
Yeah, no, this is that scares me a little bit.
Well, as they say in betting, just wait 5 minutes. Okay, how we do this? 2 college picks, 3 pro. 1 over-under, 1 against the spread for college, an over-under against the spread, and a player prop for the pros. Perloff, do you want to start with your college picks?
Yeah, I got to get on board this train, not just as a bettor, but as a fan. Let's go, Buffs. I believe Colorado, 4-point favorites at Texas Tech. Key game. I think Colorado's really honing in on the, trying to get to the Big 12 title game and hence the playoff. So I'm going with our guy Shadur and our guy Travis Hunter.
Do you believe in that?
Okay. Total. Iowa's been racking up points this year. But UCLA at Iowa, under 44.5. I think Iowa goes back to the defensive juggernaut because UCLA's actually had a decent season, but they cannot really score. I'm going under tonight, UCLA, Iowa, 44.5.
I like those picks. The Big 12 chaos that's on the horizon is going to be very, very fun. We'll see if Colorado's there at the end. I'm also going to the Big 12 for my pick in college. Give me BYU, and I'm going to lay the 4. The Holy War, BYU and Utah. This one's in Utah, but Utah's in a tailspin. And I think that BYU was and should be offended by how the committee ranked them 9th in the first college football playoff poll. So if you were wondering if you're going to catch them sleeping, I don't think you are. BYU realizes they need style points. I know this is always a tough matchup, and it's on the road, but I'll take BYU, and I'll lay the 4. And then Notre Dame, Florida State, I will take over 42.5. Notre Dame, let's just look at the totals they're putting up since they lost to Northern Illinois. 66 over Purdue, 28 Miami of Ohio, 31 at Louisville, 49 against Stanford, 31 against Georgia Tech, 51 against Navy. Perloff, you get where I'm going here?
Oh, yeah.
Florida State stinks. But can they get me a touchdown to get this total over? I think they can. All I need is really a touchdown for them. I think Notre Dame's going to take care of the rest. So I will take the over 42.5. Florida State on the road in South Bend.
Why don't you do your NFL?
Okay, I got my NFL picks for you right here.
I'm playing some parlay games, but go ahead.
Oh, look at you. Okay, for against the spread for my NFL pick. This is, to me, bit of a low number. I know their offenses haven't been completely en fuego, but to borrow your former boss, Dan Patrick, but Titans at the Chargers, the total set at 39. You know, here's the thing about the Titans. In the first quarter, they actually can put up some points, and then the whole thing just disintegrates from there. So if they can get me a touchdown or maybe 10 points in the first quarter, I think the Chargers can get me the rest of the way on the over. So I'll take the over 39. As far as my against the spread, I know Nick Costos said he's going the other way, and I don't love going against Nick, but I'm going to take the Los Angeles Rams, and I'm going to lay a point. It's Monday Night Football. They're welcoming in the Miami Dolphins. Puka Nacua is not going to get kicked out of 2 games. He and Kupp are both going to be great. Jared Verse, the defense, I think, has found something. They're in a dogfight in the NFC West. They have a lot to play for. Rams, and I'll lay the point. And finally, this is a one that's been very good to me in the past. I'm going to go back to it. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown over 6.5 receptions. Detroit Lions on the road at the Houston Texans. And I think the Lions are on a mission to embarrass people. Mm-hmm. And if there's a chance they could embarrass the Texans, they will take it. I will take Amon-Ra St. Brown over 6.5 receptions.
I'll never see it coming.
Okay. It's funny. We're starting to think alike. We're like an old married couple now. Mm-hmm. I also was looking at that Chargers-Titans game, and I think it's really not being talked about enough how great Justin Herbert is playing. I mean, it's getting talked about because he also feels like he's always about a play away from a major injury, which is bizarre about him. But I'm going to take the Chargers laying 7 points. I agree the Titans start off really well. I think the Chargers might be a really good team, a team that you'd been on early in the season. I had to wait and see. So I'm going Chargers minus 7. For my total, let's have some fun. Why not have some fun? Let's go with that San Francisco-Tampa Bay game and hope for a shootout over 50. Let's go CMC, Juwan Jennings. You can't stop Juwan Jennings in a big game. My total, I'm going to do something similar to you. You went with Amon-Ra St. Brown over 6.5 receptions. How about the NFC, the other NFC North version of Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson over 6.5 receptions. He hovers, he's 7-7, 8-6-7. He's always right in that mix, so it's going to be probably a nail biter. But I think that the Vikings are kind of in playoff mode right now, so they're going to feed Justin Jefferson. By the way, did you see Doug Peterson's comment on Sam Darnold?
What'd he say?
He was asked, why is Sam Darnold better this year? He said one word, Justin Jefferson. That's kind of mean. But anyway, so the Jags know to focus on Justin Jefferson, but I still feel good. If I'm going to go down, I want to go down with the best receiver in the NFL.
And is this going to be a Mac Jones game?
Oh.
Trevor Lawrence is not playing this weekend, right? Is he officially been ruled out?
I think he's
very doubtful to play.
I don't think he's been ruled out. I think he is unlikely right now. I think he didn't practice.
Trevor Lawrence, unlikely to play. Is that
I saw the... Yeah, that total set at 43. And if you've watched the Jags defense this year, that means they do not expect the Jags to score a lot of points.
No. I mean, well, Mac Jones, the triumphant return. All right, so let's recap them again. I'm going to take BYU. I'm going to lay the 4. Notre Dame, Florida State, I'll take over 42.5. Give me the Rams. I'll lay the point. They're at home Monday Night Football against the Dolphins. Titans, Chargers, over 39. Give me Amon Ross St. Brown, over 6.5 receptions.
All right, I got the Buffs at -4. I got the under UCLA, Iowa, 44.5. Justin Jefferson, over 6.5 receptions. Chargers laying 7 and over 50 points. San Francisco, Tampa Bay. Hope it's game of the weekend. And, I mean, come on. You have to, all our picks, whatever, you have to root for that one. A little McCaffrey, see a little juggernaut Niners. That would make the NFC a lot more interesting.
I would love it. Let's get McCaffrey healthy, see what the 49ers can do. That'd be a lot of fun. Thank you to EJ Stewart, was king for a day. Wow, what a rain. What a glorious, magnificent rain you had.
Just a small town girl.
Well, give us that moment forever. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedos, Coffee Drinkers, Nick Costos. You can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast. We'll see you Monday.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.